Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back up with you here Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022. 1:12:22, 16 minutes past the hour. I do want to remind everybody of all the great programming we have here on the station today. Glenn Coble will join me at 10:10 a.m. this morning. He'll be here through 12 noon. Then we've got A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12:10 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 until 5 p.m. today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. on this station today. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about good delis in town and Isley's chipped ham out at the flea market and the White Lily Church in Ashley, Ohio. Now, the last time we talked about the White Lily Church, it was mainly because they had to change some things in regard to the pandemic. And my question has always been, why do so many people go to the White Lily Church in Ashley, Ohio, which is a little bit of a trek up the road? Seems to be a lot of senior citizens. What is it about their food? What is it about the price of the food that makes it so appealing, especially with the cost of gas now? And does anybody really know what the denomination of that church is? And are they back to doing things regularly after the restrictions from the pandemic have been lifted? 740-383-9944, looking for answers here this morning. 740-383-9944. Also, we had somebody call in earlier asking where they could get some good Dutch loaf, and apparently Dutch loaf can be found out at the Grand Prairie Farm Market, which is where the flea market was out on Lynn Hipshire Road, so that's kind of nice. I was talking about being in the King Saver, which is down here in the Fair Park area, a couple months ago, and they seem to have a fairly sizable and good-sized deli department. I don't know. What are you noticing out there? 740-383-9944. Also, does anybody have something that they cook, a chili recipe, sometimes it's a pizza recipe? Is there anything that you cook that you just cook better than anybody else that people want you to cook? For men, it seems to be more chili, barbecue, things out on the grill. Women seem to have desserts and little side dishes. You know what I like? I like a really good macaroni salad. But I'll tell you, macaroni salad can be ruined very easily. A lot of people like to put, peppers in it, and I have never been a fan of that. When you put like green peppers, crunchy things in the macaroni salad, for some reason that never was appealing for me. And are there any places here in Marion that do the free meals? You know, I know so many people go down to Ashley, but I never hear of a place here in Marion that really does the free meals and does the business that they do down at the White Lily Church. And how did that ever become a thing for Marion? And also, I was talking about these little markets that tend to be around the Marion area. You know, a lot of people go to Bucyrus for bratwurst over at Carly's. A lot of people go to Waldo, to the GNR for bologna. A lot of people go to I think it's Raymond is where this meat market is. And I don't know, I was over there long before the pandemic, I don't know if their business has taken a hit because of the price of meat. But it seemed to me that they did such a business because they had cheaper meat. And it was so strange because it was this little old-fashioned grocery store. Little tiny narrow building. And you would go to the back, and that's where the meat counter was, and they just had tons of people back there. It seems like I was over there on a Saturday. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Is it Raymond, Ohio, where this meat is? Or does anybody know of a place to go where you can get good food, good cheese, good things of that nature at this point that maybe is not as expensive as it is in some of the other stores? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Raymond has excellent meat. It's called Lynch's.
Now, is it that little narrow grocery store?
Yes, it is. It's Lynch's IGA. And then they also have one in LaRue. It's called Haverman. It used to be Haverman's.
So they do the same type of thing over in LaRue?
Yes.
That's
but
it.
We like Raymond a lot better. It's a little bit farther to drive, but we go over there, and it's always busy. They have people come in there that own restaurants and buy their meat and serve it in their restaurants. People come from Indiana with coolers. Yeah, it's always, always busy.
Now, what is it about the meat? Because I don't even remember, the people I went with bought meat that day, but I don't remember buying any. What is it that's so popular?
Probably you can buy whatever you want. Like if you live alone, you can buy 2 pork chops or 2 chicken legs or whatever. You can buy whatever amount you want, whatever size.
Now, have
and it's not really that expensive either. It's just to drive that far.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Have the prices been able to stay okay since the pandemic came in?
Yes. Yes, and it's very good.
Good. So their prices are still good over there in Raymond.
Yep, and it's always so clean. You walk in and you can smell, I think it's like less, or Pine Sol or whatever. They're always cleaning, and their cases always are so nice looking, and it's just, it's really, really clean in there.
Now, what street is that on over in Raymond?
I'm not sure. If you get down Route 4 to the flashing light, like you're going to Marysville.
Right.
You go down Route 4 to the flashing light, and that is, you turn right on 347, and you keep going until you get into Raymond.
And it's right there, the IGA.
Right. It's right on the left-hand side.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it seems like I was there one time. Now, I did not know there was a version of this place in LaRue, but I haven't been to LaRue in quite a while either, so maybe that's the reason. Does anybody else have any ideas? Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are there things that you look for in town now? Now, this has become a very big thing. It seems like people are running out of items in town. Has anybody noticed this? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. This is in regard to the meat market in Raymond.
Oh, okay.
It is Mosier's Meat, Mosier's IGA. And it was started by a young kid that got his start in Bahia cutting meat. And he's retired now, but his whole family works there. But it is called Mosier's IGA, and their prices have gone up.
Oh, have they?
They have. The owner, Mr. Mosier, retired, but they usually have at least 7 meat cutters there, and it's because it's all freshly, the cases is like in the olden days, and it is their grocery store stuff is a little high. But boy, do they sell the meat out of that place.
Well, what
there's people come in there. My son lives over close to there, and he says it's nothing to stand behind somebody, and they bought $500, $700 worth of meat.
Well,
so, like the lady says, it's like an old-fashioned meat market, but, buddy, do they hustle and do they put the food out?
Well, that's what was interesting to me, is the one time I was there, I was surprised, you know, on this Saturday morning in this little place that, you know, really doesn't say anything special about meat or anything on the outside, that so many people know about that and so many people come from other areas. And I could not figure out what it is about the meat that would cause people to drive such distances.
Well, I think it's because it's fresh. I mean, it's not prepackaged. Everything's fresh in the coolers. And they are there. I mean, if you want your meat wrapped in one-pound packages, your ground beef, they'll do that for you. They are there to serve the public. And like I said, it's been there for a long, long time, but it is Mosier's IGA.
Mosier's. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay, have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, Mosier's IGA over in the Raymond area with all this meat. Yeah, it was just always a puzzle to me. Maybe because I did not buy any meat that day, but that this little tiny grocery store, I don't even know how you describe the size of the building, but a tiny, tiny little place in Raymond, Ohio, which certainly is not a landmark on any map, would have all these people flocking from different cities and counties to buy this meat. And even when you go into the store, you would not know anything about meat or deli. You have to walk to the very back of the store to get the stuff. So it's just kind of fascinating. Does anybody have any thoughts on things like this? 740-383-9944. Yesterday we talked about the losses of the gas stations and things like that. Well, what about the food places? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. You're talking about the places that get meat. Mom Wilson's. They're a great retail. It's a seasonal business. I can't remember the dates now that they're open. They're a little on the expensive side, but you can get good meat to them.
Mom Wilson's on 23?
They're on that yellow, it's back lower on the left-hand side.
Yeah, you know, I've been there one time. I don't think I got any meat, but it seemed like they were doing kind of a business.
Yeah, well, they are sold in their department, and they are, as they're on the high side, but it's good meat, and you get about anything you want.
Well, that sounds good. Hey, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
All right, yeah, Mom Wilson's. Now, the one time I was at Mom Wilson's, it seemed to me like I bought candy. I know that they had a selection of baked goods that was pretty good. Again, phone lines are open. It's interesting to hear about these places. I think word of mouth is how people learn about this stuff. 740-383-9944. And, you know, during these times, I think people every so often just like to get out of town and go to a place like Raymond and get their meat, or go down to Pfeiffer Station and get their bread and pies over there in Amish country. Well, I guess we don't call that Amish country. I guess just an Amish area. It's interesting. And does anybody have any idea why Isley's Chipped Ham is considered so good? Is it just a name thing? Which apparently they do sell out here at the Grand Prairie Flea Market, which Grand Prairie Farm Market is out there as well. But I don't really know what the appeal is of the Isley Chipped Ham. Now, I will confess, I don't think I've ever had it, so I wouldn't really understand the difference. But does anybody go out to the Grand Prairie Farm Market just for the Isley Chipped Ham? Apparently, a lot of stores do not sell the Chipped Ham anymore. I remember Chipped Ham and Colby cheese were a big item in delis all across town. I remember when Smith Cardinal was open, they had a very good, very good deli, I thought. Seemed like they knew what they were doing. And I remember a lot of people used to go to Smith Cardinal to buy their meat. Now, does anybody remember that? Now, there's a throwback a few years ago. Does anybody remember why people used to go to Smith Cardinal to buy their meat? I just remember a lot of people would not shop over there for other items because they were a little more expensive, but boy, they would go over for the meat. There was something about the meat at the Smith Cardinal, and I think that went on right up till the day that Bob Smith closed the doors over there. Does anybody remember what it was about the meat at the Smith Cardinal? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't remember anybody ever saying they went over there for other things, but I do remember the meat, especially toward the end of their run over there. There was just something about the meat at the Smith Cardinal. Does anybody else remember this, or am I just hallucinating? I'm trying to think of other places in Marion that maybe even aren't here anymore, but that used to be stops for people who would get items of food. I don't know. I can't exactly place it. Go ahead, caller.
What?
Yeah.
Smith Cardinal.
Yes.
It was ice cream, all you need was ice, and you know, I get a pickles on. Not to get rid of it, but it was bread pickles, and people go in there, and that's mainly what they went for was meat. Oh, they buy a few groceries because, like you said, it's expensive. But the meat was always fresh, and you didn't have to worry about anything else about it.
That's true. That meat was good over there. Thanks, Bob. Now, does anybody else have memories like Bob and I have of the old Smith Cardinal in their meat selection? I don't even know where they got their meat. I'm sure it was brought in from somewhere. And I wonder where the people in Raymond get their meat, where they don't have to prepackage it or anything. Is there a farm or something over in the Raymond area where they can get that stuff? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're talking about meat market. I was probably over to Smith Cardinals a few times now and again, but do you remember out there around where the post office is in that area, Ripple, was it Rifle Creek? Ripple Creek? That was a meat market. We used to go out there. Boy, they had the best bratwurst out there.
Out on... What is that, Barts?
Barts Road.
No, I don't remember that. So it was out by the post office?
Yeah, it was. Well, it's out there in, you know, in that area where the post office is. I mean, there wasn't nothing out there then. I think maybe Hills might have been out there then.
Huh, that's interesting.
And Jack Meat Market over on, what's the name of that road? Unkaper. Jack's Meat Market over on Unkaper. We used to go there, get meat every now and again.
You know, there was something about these places, and I think Smith Cardinal may have been the last one that was left here in Marion. There was something about where they got the meat. I don't even know if it was price point. I don't know. I don't know if it was taste or price point or exactly what it was, but people were very particular about their meat. Do you remember when Aldi first opened up? Now, I don't think this is a thing anymore, but when Aldi first opened up, I remember a lot of people did not like the meat there. They would go there and buy all their other groceries because the you know, price was right, but they did not buy their meat there. Now, I think that's changed over the years, but I can remember people saying that.
Yeah, when Aldi first opened up, about the only thing we ever went out there and got was canned goods.
Yeah, when they first opened up, people were kind of leery of it. Now, I don't know what the reason for that was. Maybe it's because they didn't have a deli. They still don't have a deli. But people were kind of, it was a different thing. But, you know, by the way, has anybody heard anything about this, I guess it's supposed to be a chicken place up the road here, out on Route 4?
Chicken place up the road. Nope, haven't heard nothing.
Now, I guess the sign's up. The sign apparently has been up for quite some time, but nothing has ever transpired with it.
Couldn't tell you. Don't know a thing.
Well, maybe something will pop up. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, that springs that to mind. Does anybody remember when people did not like to buy meat at Aldi for whatever reason? Now, I think that has completely gone by the wayside now, but I remember that. And I also remember when Save-A-Lot opened up in the plaza, I remember people would buy their meat there because they did have a department in the back that would wrap the meat and bring it out. But in the beginning, there was something, I don't know what it was, something about buying meat at Aldi that people did not do. But I haven't heard that for a long time, so maybe it got better. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz. Also curious, does anybody know anything more about this chicken place? I think it's up the road here on Route 4. I can't remember what people were calling it. A sign's up, but nothing else has ever happened with it. And we, to this day, I still don't think really know what's going on with it. Now, I know the Del Taco over on Mount Vernon Avenue seems to be coming along nicely, but I don't know what this chicken spot out here is supposed to be all about. I keep hearing the Chicken Shack is staying busy. I hear this every day that it's even hard to go in there for lunch for people downtown because there's such a wait. Has anybody found that the Chicken Shack is staying busy and doing well and selling a lot of items? How's the food over at the Chicken Shack? I think we had a report earlier in the week that it was pretty good. 740-383-9944. Let's see. Well, we haven't got any response this morning on the White Lily Church over in Ashley. Have they opened back up fully for their meals that they used to serve on Wednesday? Are people still trekking over to that area for those meals? I don't know. I have not heard anything. And it's odd because prior to the pandemic, you would hear about it all the time. As I think I said in hour number one, you would hear about caravans going from these retirement communities over to Ashley, Ohio, to the White Lily Church to have these dinners once a week. And I don't know what the price was. I don't think I've ever been there to eat, to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever been over there for a meal. So I never understood what the appeal was with the food or what the financial end of it was or why it was so popular. Maybe the gas prices going up so high have hurt people from Marion going over to the White Lily. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. You know, I did want to check back on this. We've had some conversations this week about animals and Sue Millizer, the Catwoman. Now, yesterday we had a caller who said she was going to go over to the corner of Silver and Monroe, which I think is where she lives, and see if she was still there. I wonder if there's anything to report in regard to the Catwoman, Sue Millizer, if she was able to go over and see if she lived there. There was some conjecture on, is the house vacant at this point? Does somebody else live there? Did she have to get rid of all her cats? As I said, I'm just curious to know what became of her, because when we were in the mall, she would visit quite a bit. And the last I knew of her, she had been bitten by this dog, and she was talking about having some litigation over the dog bite. And after that, I really never heard much about Sue and the whole situation. But we did talk about her earlier this week, living on the house on the corner of Monroe and Silver. And again, somebody yesterday said they were going to go over there and see if she was still there, that they had been there in the past, to see if the house looked vacant or occupied. Has anybody ventured over in that area or been over there in the last few days to see what the house looks like? Does it still look like somebody lives there? Does it look like there used to be a lot of cats in the yard, from what I understand? To be honest, I was never over there, so I don't know what the situation was. Any reports back on that or the White Lily? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I never got over to the cat lady yesterday. I didn't go out.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so when I get a chance, the first chance I get, because I think today and tomorrow is supposed to be kind of nice, and then I think it's going to get really cold again and maybe a little teeny bit of snow, but because I don't go out that often. But I'm going to try to get out and go by there and see, and if I can pull up there and leave a note.
Yeah, if you can, just leave her a note, and if it, I don't think it'll matter if it's not her house, because giving out the station number is not going to mean anything. But just saying, you know, hey, the station was interested. They want you to call between 8 and 10 in the morning. Just wondering how she is, how everything went with the dog bite. And does she still have the cats? Did she have to get rid of them?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to ask her anything. I'm going to tell her that. Well, maybe I will. But I think maybe I'll try to stick a note on her door, because I don't know about her mailbox if she doesn't answer. And
right.
Then whoever it is on the door, if they see it, they could just take it and tear it up. I'll just take some tape and tape it on the door.
Now, when you used to go over there and deliver the things, how did you let her know that you were doing that?
I had her number. I think, didn't she leave her number at the... She either had her address... Well, I think she left her phone number on the radio when she called in, didn't she?
Well, it seems to me like she used to call into Tradio, and she was always asking for litter.
Well, because she would have to leave a number for the people to call her to bring the stuff. And I probably have her number still around here somewhere, but and stuff. But I'll look at one place where I have had a lot of numbers. But, yeah, she would have to leave the number, because otherwise, and then, you know, tell the address. You'd almost have to have the, you know, for her to be there.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I called her. I'm not positive, but I think I called her before I took the cat food.
Well, like I say, hopefully she's doing well, and hopefully we hear from her, and hopefully things turned out okay with that dog bite, because I just remember the last time I saw her, I mean, she was bandaged up because of that, and I just am curious what happened with that.
Oh, well, because she, I wonder why she doesn't listen to your station. I mean,
well, she used to, but I think she came into the mall, and that's why I say I don't know what her life has done the last 4 or 5 years. And I think she would listen, but, you know, I don't, it seems to me when I have talked to people who knew of her, some people said she moved, but then some people say she's still there. Some people say they see her in the grocery store. Some people say that she moved out of town. Some people say she had to get rid of her cats. Some people say she's still looking to feed all the cats. There seems to be a lot of contradictory stories in regard to...
Who's that lady that's up to the Sawyer Park? They called her the cat lady, didn't they, or cat woman? She would go out there and feed those cats. I guess they were, I don't know, like wild cats out there at that park, that Sawyer Park there on that, what it road is that? White Oaks Road, is that it?
Yeah, the Sawyer Ludwig Park?
It wasn't her, I'm pretty sure. There was a lady that would take food out there and feed those cats that were out there at those, I think there's only two or three of those little, they're not cabins, those little house things left. There used to be several, but they tore them all down except a couple or so. And a year, maybe it was about that time that cat lady, and I forget who called in or something and said there was a lady that, you know, fed those cats out there.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know who that would be. The only one I remember really well was Sue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, hopefully...
Yeah, because,
hopefully.
Well, the first chance I get, I'll, because I just got on the, had the radio on for a little bit, but I was going to call you, but, yeah, when I get a chance, I'll put a note there, and I'll knock, and then I'll put a note, and maybe I'll kind of ask her, you know, a little bit, because I don't want to be nosy, and then tell her that, you know, if she can call in, she might not even have a radio. I don't know. Maybe that's why she's not listening.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, that might be an issue as well. I know she was in some kind of financial issues with feeding those cats and taking care of them. So she might not have a radio. That could be the reasoning as well.
Yeah, that might be why. So I just wanted to let you know before I get started with a bunch of stuff here. So and listen to you. So, okay, then.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, that's our update today on Sue Millizer, the Catwoman, which is, again, one of those eccentric people here in Marion who It's fun to know what happened to these people, because when you don't see them for 2 or 3 years, you wonder what they're up to, what's going on. Hopefully she's still doing well. Well, does anybody have, let's see, 45 coming up on 46 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any information on the White Lily Church? Not hearing much in regard to that today. Any recipes? Do you have any idea why food is not as good as it once was? Homemade. I know a lot of people have taken to going to the stores and buying their pies and things of that nature, because the stuff that is cooked at home is not as good as what they have in the store. Now, that used to be the complete opposite. People would have much rather had homemade food than food that was gotten in the store. But it seems like cooking is becoming a bygone thing. Especially with desserts and just things that, you know, I know a lot of people now who will go to Wendy's for the chili as opposed to cooking chili at home. That's become a different type of thing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that's the Red Rooster out there on Route 4.
Yeah, the Red Rooster. What is going on with that place?
I have no idea.
How long has that Red Rooster sign been up there?
It's probably been up there close to 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years.
And it was set a couple years before that, probably.
Yeah, so the Red Rooster sign has been up there for 2 years, and nothing has ever happened.
Nope.
I just can't figure why somebody would put a sign up if they weren't planning on doing anything.
Over the years, you would see a little bit done here, and then, you know, months would go by, and then you'd see a little bit more done. I don't know how. I heard Tim Kildow has a warehouse, owns it. I just don't know how a person can sink the money into it unless you have the money. But if you go out and finance the money to get that, how you wouldn't need to get it open and get some money coming in.
Well, maybe there's a financial issue. You know, it seems to me, I can't remember when the warehouse downtown closed, but we don't have the warehouse here in Marion, which was also Tim Kildow's.
It closed when the pandemic hit.
Yeah, so that might have been an issue, because if you're trying to fund your new business, this Red Rooster, with the business you already have here in town, if your business closes and never opens back up, well, that's probably a problem. And I know his other business, what was it, the Jolly Mushroom out there on Mount Vernon Avenue, that didn't last at all. I don't even know if that lasted 6 months.
Yeah, that didn't go over good. That was a pizza place, wasn't it?
Well, you know what? I never was in there. I thought it was some kind of Italian food, but it just did not go over at all. And so to my knowledge, the only place that Tim still runs is the warehouse in Delaware. So I guess maybe if you had 3 restaurants at one point and you were trying to open up 4, and now you're down to 1... And that restaurant's not even in Marion. It's in Delaware. I don't even know if Tim lives in Marion. You know, if he doesn't live here anymore, we might never see the opening of this Red Rooster.
I just don't see how you can sink that much money into it and not need to get money coming in.
Well, like I say, you know, much like with the warehouse and the Jolly Mushroom, I remember the money because Jolly Mushroom used to be CC's Pizza, and I remember they went in there and they did all this renovation to turn this into the Jolly Mushroom, put a gigantic sign out front that I'm sure cost a pretty penny, and that place wasn't open 6 months. And it would seem to me that that would have been a horrible financial hit. Plus the money they had to been paying for rent, a place out on Mount Vernon Avenue.
They probably had to sign a lease, too.
Oh, probably. So I'm sure that was a horrible financial burden, considering it didn't take off.
And another place has been sitting empty, and you see a little bit of work done here and there. It's just down the street from you, up there on the corner of Delaware, and I forget the name of that street that you go around the island, you go up there to the corner. Used to be Kearns, Ohio, or Kearns, BP.
Oh, yeah.
a gas station and, you know, an indoor market, you know, going in there. But it's been setting for a long time, and they do a little bit here, they do a little bit there, but it's never opened.
You talk the one down on Delaware Avenue and Barks?
No, I'm talking about Delaware Avenue and, oh, I can't remember the name of that street. Right there, when you're going past the radio station, you got that island where you can go to the right.
Right.
Or you can go to the left.
Right.
You go to the left, and you go up there at Delaware Avenue, and in the right-hand corner right there.
Huh.
There's a mini-mart that's been under construction, and, you know, they do a little bit here and do a little bit there. It looks like it's should be pretty much ready to open, but it never does.
You know, I don't know. I a lot of people blame a lot of this on the pandemic, but honestly, I think a lot of people, you start sinking money into something, which I don't think we'll ever see the opening of this Red Rooster. It'd be nice if we did, but I just can't imagine if it is Tim Kildall's, which I don't know that it is. With him not having any restaurants open in Marion anymore, I would find it hard to believe that he would try to open up another one, considering the last two went under.
Yeah, were bombs, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be very difficult. Now, if the warehouse had survived, I could see him continuing with it. But maybe that's what happened. Maybe they started the renovation, they put up the sign, and then the warehouse went under, and he said, heck with it, you know, I'm going to go to Delaware, that warehouse is still working, and maybe that's what happened. I still don't know what's going on downtown with Amato's. We kept, what was it, 2 years ago, we heard about Amato's. Then we heard the story about they tried to come in and the floor collapsed when they tried to put the ovens in. And then they fixed the floors. And then the Democrats even rented the place out during the election last November. And they were supposed to be getting ready to open then. And they rented the space for their party. And once again, here we are, you know, halfway through the month of January. That was back in the beginning of November. I've seen no work. I've seen no sign that anything's happening down there. You know, I would think the people who own Amato's would want to get these doors open.
Yeah, I don't know how you can sink money into something without, you know, getting some money back out of it. You know, you gotta have... You know, my dad started some businesses, and boy, you know, we went in there and got them going. You know, he had to pay monthly payments on that. You know, we had to get money coming in.
Well, that's what I don't understand about Amato's, because it would seem to me like it's been over 2 years that they've allegedly been coming in. So it would seem to me that at some point they would have had to have signed a lease, because I don't think they own that building that used to be Park Place. So how are they getting any money out of it for 2 years, not ever having a day where they were open?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe somebody knows out there. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, that's been a mystery, that whole Amato's thing. 2 years ago, it was part of a big story about all these businesses that were coming to downtown Marion, and most of the other businesses that they talked about during that time did come to downtown Marion. Amato's started some work inside the old Park Place, and then that just kind of dissipated. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so I looked up the White Chapel, or the White Lily Chapel.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up. They actually do have a website.
Oh, do they?
Yes. And the sign said they are spiritualists. Didn't actually have a denomination on it, just said spiritualist.
Now, does it say anything about a Reverend Stephen Clevenger?
Let me see if I can get back to the sign.
Now, that would have been about 10 years ago I interviewed him, but he was the reverend there at that time, and he was a professed psychic. I remember when he came on with me, he read people over the air, and I think he read me in the studio. He was an interesting man. Nice man.
Yeah. No, it doesn't say anything about the...
Does it say anything about these dinners that they had over there for so long?
Yeah, that's, I got it here in the scene. Where to go? There it is. Says they have resumed with carry out also available, new hours 3 to 6:30.
On Wednesdays,
and they have a menu. And this particular Wednesday, they are having ham loaf, and it's $5 for adults and $3 for children.
$5 for adults, $3 for children, 3 to 6:30. And now, I guess if you go in, that's probably still an all-you-can-eat. I don't know. See, I never know how it worked. Do they have a dessert listed? I know they were known for their desserts at one point.
It just says complete meals include beverage and dessert. I was over there once, and I'll tell you what, after the first plate, I didn't want no more.
Yeah, I know they're famous for giving a lot of food. Now, was the food good when you were over there?
Oh, yeah, it was good. My wife and her mom and some friends of hers and her aunt used to go over there every Wednesday. That was the thing. Just, I guess it's, just because you get to go to Ashley, it's just a thing.
Yeah, I know. There was something about it. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I don't know if Reverend Clevenger is still over at the White Lily Church, but apparently the meals have resumed 3 to 6:30 on Wednesdays. Today being Wednesday, guess you could go over there. $5 for adults and $3 for children. I also remember them being known for desserts, seems like. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hey.
I hate to go against a fellow listener here, but the Shell station is on the corner at Delaware Avenue and Walnut. It's been open for a couple months now.
Well, that's what I thought, because I was trying to place what he was saying, because I drive by there, down here every day by this island. And isn't the station, they are open, aren't they?
They've been open for a while now.
Yeah, well, like October, wasn't it?
Something like that. Yeah. He's right, though. It did seem like it took him forever and a day to get it running, but it's been open for a couple months now.
Have you heard anything about the old Red Rooster?
No. Well, I got to go. They're calling me. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, there you go. I thought the Shell station was open. I was trying to place where an unopened convenience store was down here, but it's open. Well, that's good news. People can go over there and go inside and check it out. You know, a lot of people love to do that when places open up. I like to do that from time to time when places open up. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Any news on the White Lily, Amato's downtown, anything of that nature? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the little old church lady will never be forgotten in my life. I went to a lot of those places where they always had a function to raise money for the church and stuff. And those little old ladies was always a stay-at-home mom. And then they finally passed away, and then their daughters come up, and they've become little old church ladies, and here we are now. I think they're running out of little old church ladies.
I think so, because something has definitely changed in the food quality.
Because those little old church ladies lived on a little old farm, and they'd done a lot of cooking and stuff, and there was nothing cheap about their cooking, buddy. It was the same kind of food every time. And you know, there was a little old lady that always come in the shop to get her car worked on. Our teacher told us this story, and she always pulled the choke out on her car, and that was back when they had chokes on the dashboard, and she'd hang her purse on there to go to church, and that's the only time she ever drove a car was to church. Her dad old story. And we come in there, and the mechanic would say, hey, how are you doing, and talk to her, and he said, take your pocketbook off the church and push that choke back in, and your car will run again. And that was really a story that's always, I always remember about a mechanic fixing the car. Hey, have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Again, talking about the reason that maybe Amato's has never opened up. I thought there was some hope back in November when the Democrats had their get-together on election night there. But again, here we are, middle of January, and it doesn't seem like there's any movement on Amato's or the Red Rooster out here on Route 4, which has had a sign for about 2 years, but never really opened up. We did get our information on the White Lily Church, though, this morning, that they have resumed their meals over in Ashley, 3 to 6:30 on Wednesdays, $5 for adults, and $3 for children. Today it's ham loaf, and that has become a Marion staple to go over to that White Lily and the meat market in Raymond. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. This is James. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I've been listening to your program today, and I live over in eastern Morrow County, and I live in an Amish community area, and it's funny you're talking about the whole home cook thing. Don't get me wrong, a lot of them do that, but they're little pocket pies. They say homemade. Yes, the crust is homemade, but I have taken them to grocery stores to buy the filling. But then they'll say, oh, it's all freshly homemade when they're advertising. So it's just kind of funny that they do that.
A little different than it used to be.
Yes.
Hey, well, thank you for being out there, and thanks for calling.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye. Well, we've ran out of our rope on this show this morning, but thanks for all the participation again. We've had great, great participation this week, and I like having these conversations about things in Marion and surrounding counties, and I think we learn a lot together here. Stay tuned. We're not going to go anywhere. Glenn Coble's going to join us from 10:10 till 12 noon today. Maybe we'll talk some more about this. A Progressive Life today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. Don't you dare flip that dial. Back in about 15 minutes.
It's not his to win at this point when you're so far behind, even if he wins Ohio and comes back and does the work we need.
And on being Hillary Clinton's vice president.